Well, we had a ring on the bell this afternoon at the studio here, and Nicole Matthews popped in to say hello, and here she is right now. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, nice to meet you.
And to meet you as well. I know you're local to the studios here in Weybridge.
I am, most certainly.
And you've got quite an exciting project going on, the About Space.
Yeah. So
tell us about the About Space. What is all this about?
Well, for the last few years, I've been working with young people, primarily who have mental health issues and largely based in anxiety, and so finding it difficult either both in school and perhaps are actually self-excluding, they're not taking themselves into school. So I've been doing some education work with them, and more and more drawing on my creative arts background, my art skills, and doing more and more well-being work with them, using creative arts as a means to work with them.
Right, yeah, to improve their self-esteem, I guess.
Absolutely.
And their confidence.
Absolutely.
And so on.
Yeah.
So what's your background then? A bit more about that then.
So I did a drama and English degree, and I went into performing arts, primarily working behind the scenes, but I have crossed onto the stage too. So I worked in performing arts for a very long time. I've also spent time in the Middle East doing some arts therapy work in conflict situations as well.
Oh, wow. So what, in war zones and so
on?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got other people helping you with this, have you?
I've got a number of friends. I've got one who comes very much from the education angle, and one that comes from the mental health and wellbeing angle, who's done a lot of work with students with autism, high functioning level, so they have social anxiety issues and that
right.
sort of thing.
What sort of age range are we talking about here?
Primarily crossing over into secondary, so that transition
right.
period is really tricky.
Mm.
And if it isn't handled well for children, or they find it very, very difficult, then the early years of secondary are particularly trying time for them, and then they find that they develop difficulties later on.
Okay, so it's really any sort of art at all? Is it paint, sculpture?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is one of the
drawing.
Reasons why this particular event is so important, is that we're working with a lot of these children in spaces that aren't really helpful to get messy, do long-term projects where we can leave things. So we're trying to create a space or funds for a space where we can have a permanent stay.
Right, okay. So you've got this exhibition happening then, 20th to 25th of November?
Yes.
And that's 103 St Mary's Road in Oatlands Village.
It is.
Indeed. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, I've drawn together some mates, essentially. Friends who I've known for a long time, a short time, but they are practicing artists, but very much on the side of wanting to inspire. So I'm bringing their work together to exhibit it. People would like to buy it for Christmas presents or what have you. Wonderful. But the idea is to inspire people and show their work, sell their work, and bring people together.
Right, and I see it's on every day then at 11:30 till 5, but you can meet the artists then on Sunday the 25th.
You can, yes.
Between 12 and 3. So tell us about these artists then.
So you have Malcolm West. He is a sculptor. He works primarily with bronze. So he does a cold process. He also uses a foundry, so he can do big bronzes.
Yeah, wow.
And has just started doing some masonry work, which is very interesting. We have Faye Campbell, who is a mixed media artist. She does very large scale work and some, you know, very small hand sized work, but it's abstract. And then we have Mark Higgs, who is a painter and a ink and pen artist.
Right, okay. And a lot of people these days, when buying lots of things, really like to know the provenance and then where it's come from, and something a bit unique. And so if you can actually meet the artist,
yes,
as well,
absolutely.
And find out the backstory between
most definitely
these pieces as well.
Yeah, and they have very distinct inspirations for their work, so you know, obviously it's interesting to talk to the artist about where that comes from.
Mm.
And how they're inspired to do what they do.
Right, so this is really always to try and get some more funds together to get this permanent space to help these youngsters as
yes.
well. Really, really worthy cause, isn't it? So if people want to find out more, how do they do that?
They can email me at nicolematthews91@gmail.com, or they can get in touch with me via Twitter. They can follow me on Twitter At the About Space.
So, at the About Space is,
at the,
is
About Space.
The, is the place to be. So, once again, then, the About Space Gallery, then, 20th to 25th of November, 11:30 to 5. And on the 25th, you can meet the artists on the Sunday from 12 to 3, and that's at 103 St. Mary's Road, Oatlands Village. So, get down there and find some unique art you might like to buy, and some nice Christmas present ideas as well, something a little bit different. Makes a change from socks, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in, Nicole.
It's
and
been a pleasure to
do
meet
pop
you.
In again sometime as your plans progress. We'd like to find out as you get on with this project.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Nicole Matthews there from the About Space.